Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In other words, Paul says, listen, I'm no better than him. We're all doing this together. Ernie's not here, but in Swahili, he would not be called a samaki mkubwa. That means a big fish, a big dog. In other words, in God's work, in God's kingdom, there's no big dogs and little dogs. Amen, preacher. We're all the same. Even as church members, the deacons and pastors, I know God has placed some things in order because of leadership position. But at the foot of the cross, we're all the same. In God's work, we're all the same. And Paul recognizes this, even in Timothy, even as I hear that young preacher boy, if you will, his juniors, just like me, we're both working for the Lord. And that's the point that he's trying to give to the church of Corinth when he says that he worketh the Lord as also I do. So, verse number 11, let no man therefore despise him. The word despise is a strong word. It means to, don't think of Timothy any less than they would of Paul or some other preacher. Just because he was young, don't think less of him. And then it talks about, there's so much here. Let me stay with my notes or I'll start running away. But conduct him forth in peace that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the other brother. And what he's saying here, don't think of Timothy any less than they would of Paul or some other preacher. And don't just receive him, respect him, but also reward him. In other words, provide for him. Because he talks about here in this verse that conduct him forth in peace. The word conduct means to provide for him, to supply and support him on his journey. So when Timothy would be there in Corinth for that short time, when he left Corinth to come to Paul, help him on his way with a love offering. Now remember, that's why Timothy was coming, and we're going to see this in just a minute, that Timothy obviously would come with the brethren. That was from Corinth. Remember the offering that they received at Corinth for the poor saints at Jerusalem. So obviously Timothy would come with those brethren that was at Corinth with that offering. So the money that they would give Timothy would not be included in that offering for the poor saints. It would be a separate offering. Are you following? This is yes. This is no. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so we see a couple of different offerings here, and that's one reason we at Westwood have different offerings. It's a biblical, scriptural thing. We have faith promise. Doug, we'll have that in just, we have our mission in about a month, less than a month, we'll have our missions conference. There's that faith promise, that grace giving for missionaries and all. That's a special gift offering. There's a benevolence offering. That's what they're receiving here for the saints at Jerusalem. There's love offerings that we give. You know, there's special designated offerings. We have it for missionaries or some special designated. And then don't forget about your tithes, okay? Doug teaches this, and I'll just give you. You know, you don't have to pray about your tithe. Amen, preacher. I know this ain't a time to talk about money. But it's part where Paul was talking to Church of Corinth about giving and all. You don't pray about tithe. It's already said in Scripture. Just like you don't have to pray about baptism. You don't have to pray about it. There are certain things you don't have to pray about all the time. Well, let me pray about it. I understand, but there are certain things that are commands. If it's a command, you don't pray about it. Now, there are many things in our life that we pray about. Lord, is this your will to be done? But there are certain principles in the Bible we don't pray about. The tithe, you don't pray about the tithe, and it is a biblical principle. Well, that's an Old Testament thing, and they didn't do that in the New Testament. I could show you where they did that in the New Testament. Matter of fact, they tithe before the law. So there's so much there. So tithe is a principle. You give to God first fruits, okay? After the tithe is where you start praying. Tithe, you don't pray about. Other offerings you pray, but Lord, what will they have me to do? Whether it's love offerings, it's the faith promise, that grace giving, what will you have me to give to others? Yeah, these things. So this is what he's talking about. He's not talking about the tithes and all. He's talking about the gifts. Paul is talking about the gifts to the poor saints of Jerusalem. And while Timothy's there, why don't you help Timothy also? And by the way, we're not talking lots of money. If everybody gives a little bit, just a little bit, don't it add up? So I don't know what kind of money they get, but whatever it is. But that's the principle that, again, I don't want to get too far caught up in this. Verse number 12. Now, as touching our brother Apollos, now we're going to find an interesting character. His name Apollos. I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren. Let me finish this note here, then I'll talk about this verse. I greatly desired Apollos to come unto you with the brethren. But notice something. But his will was not at all to come at this time. But he will come when he shall have a convenient time. We learn a lot from this one verse. We learn, first of all, that Paul did not sit as commander-in-chief over the apostles or over other men of God. Notice real quick. Let me repeat. Paul did not sit as the big dog, the commander-in-chief, and tell everybody what they had to do. Notice he says, I want him to come to you. That's my desire. But he don't want to. I'm talking to Apollos. So maybe it's not in my notes, but I will add this. I wouldn't want to be part of a church that some hierarchy will move a pastor around. You know, there are denominations. Are y'all aware of this? There are churches and denominations, even in our ranks, not independent Baptists, but some Baptists, but mainly outside the Baptist circle, that they actually will move pastors around. And there's elders and there's boards and all. I wouldn't want to be nowhere near that. You know, each church has what we call a congregational rule. That's the way it should be, and we see that here, that each church stands independently of each other. There is no hierarchy over us here at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. There's no outside influence that would come in here and tell the congregation, well, I think we're going to remove Pastor Walt Lanier and put somebody else in his place. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad of that? If y'all want to get rid of me, y'all do this and not some outside of this wall. So we see this, the principle here about where the Apostle Paul, even though he was at that time, there was nobody like the Apostle Paul. All the churches he was starting, all that apostle, all even the authority that he had, he said, I'm not usurping my will over the will of others. We see that here in this passage of Scripture. It's interesting. He did not dictate his will to Apollos or to other ministers. And there's my note here. There is no scriptural basis for preachers or elders to usurp authority over others and move them from place to place at their will. We call it congregational rule. Apollos was an influential person and an eloquent speaker. Turn me, if you will, to Acts chapter number 18. Acts chapter number 18. We're introduced to a fellow by the name of Apollos. And just the next few verses tells us a lot about Apollos. Okay. We find in verse number 24 that he was an eloquent speaker. In other words, he knew all the right words to say and when to say it and how to say it and how to keep people's attention. He was good at what he does. He was an eloquent man, and he noticed something else. He was mighty in Scripture.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.